What's going on, guys? Season 7, we're about to go on. I just want to take a time out and say thank you to everybody tuning in tonight. It's going to be a great episode. As you can see here, I am holding the Chewy New Podcast champion belt of the RGV, and I mean it when I say we are the number one audio and video live podcast in the RGV. I'm making a statement tonight, baby. I don't give a rat's ass who anybody says anything about it. I'm saying it today. Number one. Now, there may be a couple of haters out there. I'll take it as a grain of salt. Don't care. But anyways, man, here's the new intro. I hope you enjoy. Let's rock and roll.
Live from the historical Villa Cortez and straight up Gray Skull Studio. Welcome to the podcast where the mics stay hot and the stories stay real. Broadcasting from the RGV and across the globe, we're sitting down with wrestler creators and underground talent making noise their way. This is the Chew and Oom Podcast. Let's get into it.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chew and Oom Podcast. Season 7 is among us, ladies and gentlemen. I am so excited. Unfortunately, the ugly thing didn't show up, so I guess it's a blessing. The year starting off good. No, he was feeling under the weather, guys, so he couldn't make it out time, but he will be here next week where we will have another guest ready to go, and I will announce that guest in a little while. But today, ladies and gentlemen, for I believe it's the fourth time we've had him on the podcast, it's all about the fours, man. It's all about the fours. If you've been here four times, yeah, you're declared an icon and a legend on the podcast already, on this podcast officially. Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome for a fourth time, four time, Danny Chance of the podcast, yeah. Man.
Four dogs.
Go. Yeah, man. Dude, yeah. It has been a minute since I've talked to you, man. You've been doing so many great shows.
Thank you.
At the Landmark, and then just recently, I saw you come out on the Citrus All Pro thing. We talked about that off camera for a little bit. And bro, we have a lot to cover. First of all, I want to say thank you once again for a fourth time coming into the podcast, man. Also, thank you for the memories of beating up Chew off camera. Those are memories I will take forever. I know, right? It just releases a lot of stress, doesn't it?
Of course.
For you. For my friend. Like, Chew's probably at home like, never again. But welcome to the show for a fourth time, man. Yes, how you sir. Been? What's I going mean, on?
Has everybody else said number four?
There's a couple of fours, but no, you're the four for this season, my okay. man. You're the four for
well,
the
well, let's kick off season 7 with number four.
There you go.
And then, you know, I'm for number five, too. I mean, who's on the five list? Whoever's above me, I'm kicking your ass. I'm the top dog around here. I'll be number 5, 6, and 7. I'll do this again.
I'll tell you right now, man, you're going to get upset if I'm going to tell you who's up there in the numbers, because they've been here more than about 7, 8 times already.
Brother.
No, right. I've locked the doors.
To pieces.
Bro, I've tried locking the doors. Hold on. I got a phone call coming in.
Oh, gosh.
I have to lock the doors, literally, childproof lock them. Mm-hmm. If I say childproof, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about, yes, yeah. I'm talking about Armando. Yeah, yeah, the cacahuate.
Oh,
yeah,
we're saying yes. Not wedding crashes. Not podcast crashes over here.
Well, it
we're
counts.
Saying yes.
It counts either
no,
way, bro.
No, I'm a guest. I'm your fourth guest.
There you go.
Fourth time.
I got Jose Martin say, yeah.
Yes,
there you
sir.
Go. What's up, man?
What up, Jose?
Yeah, man. But yeah, dude. Yeah. What's going on in your neck of woods from the last time we talked to you, man? Your promotion has grown so much. So many great wrestlers coming in and out of your out of your jurisdiction. Your sponsorship, your wrestling promotion.
Yes, sir.
It's been nuts, man. It's Thank great. Yeah. Tell me what a little bit going on in your neck of the woods.
Well, so since the last time we talked, I retired and came out of retirement. So there's that. The plan was to stay retired. But you know, plans change, right? So the kiddos are having too much fun in the ring and they made me miss it. And I just think like, man, I can't John Cena this. I have to like come back like everybody else does. I have to come back like Ric Flair and all the goats, right?
So right.
Yeah. I mean, we had some Australian wrestlers come down. We had one other one recently. We're planning our third steel cage event this year. Our second annual no ring event, so it's all hardcore, very like pit style. I'm planning on, you know, just being everywhere, not just in the Valley this time around right. this year. I've already set up some dates in July and August, which is way out there. But yeah, I'll be leaving the Valley again, and then you know, doing my solo stuff with Danny Trance, and then growing New Breed Wrestling. Mm-hmm. Our third annual free. It's our third annual open tryouts.
Oh shoot! Here we go.
Yeah, that should be in March now. Only because the dates and everything lining up, and I need to have another person there to run it this time. Because we had Black Art the first time, I did it the second time, and this time we're gonna have a different person doing it. It's a surprise. I haven't announced it yet.
All right.
Host our third one, and then we'll go from there. That way, from March, whoever we pick, we'll get free training up to December.
That's awesome, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's freaking awesome. I mean, consider the fact. I mean, like I said. In the past tense, when we talked before,
yeah.
I mean, you've had matches galore, man. I mean, Landmark, I'm sorry, man, not to spear any other promotions that are out there and where you've done your shows, but the Landmark is like, it's the Sunday night thing. You got to go check it out. If you're not doing anything, head out there, go get some good entertainment, drink a couple of cold ones, take your family, have some pizza, and enjoy some good old-fashioned wrestling.
I've heard from fans that Sunday nights are not New Breed nights.
Right.
So that's cool. I love the name change. It's just, you know, let's keep it going.
Yeah.
I want, you know, Sundays are not suited to New Breed wrestling by any means. So shout out to the other promoters. Y'all know who you are.
Yep.
But yeah, like, you know, the wrestling school and the boys and girls aren't, you know, they're not New Breed people. They're not my people. I may have trained them or had my hand in their training. But we all, I think we can all agree, we just want them to grow. And if someone else can afford them a different name, a bigger name or more eyes on, you know, a local talent, I'm the first one to push them out the door and go do it. So they've never been, they never heard any flack from me about that, but I do tell them, like, hey, like, look, if it's between me and someone else, and then more than likely they're going to bring you down a name, rush with that promotion, don't worry about us. Cause we do this stuff weekly.
Right.
I'm the, you know, off camera we talked, but, I'm just the foundation for the wrestlers. Right. I'm not the one that's going to slingshot them to the sky. I'm just the launch pad, you know. It's
pretty much like the first stepping stone to get you going. Yeah,
That's all I'm here for, man. That's all I'm here for. And thankfully, the school and the promotion, you know, since COVID, well, we've been around, you know. Yeah. Other people, other promotions may have not, or schools may have not. That's neither here nor there, you know. The life happens. You know?
Right.
But thankfully, you know, with God and a good supportive system, and the fans and the trainees, you know, we've been around and we're going to continue to stick around. Another five more fucking years, man. Shit. So let's do it.
Yeah. Now, the funny thing is, not many people know, when Danny was first starting out, I actually had him come to our old studio.
Yes.
With the first original little, I called them the little wolf pack because they all came together.
they were all
bunched into the office.
Yep.
It was like three in, three out, three in, three out. And, it was an awesome interview. I'm glad I got it. I still have it on audio. I know it's there on Spotify.
Yeah, no, I've gone back and listened to it on Spotify.
And you hear how much progress, much they've grown through the years. And I'm like, wow, man, this is nuts. Yeah. Stepping into the local wrestling scene at that time, it was barely taking off. Not many people were showing up because of the COVID thing.
Yes.
It was still bylaws going on, and not many people could go out and go watch. But being there, seeing you guys grow up from the beginning.
Yeah.
I mean, you did have Wrestling Revolution.
Yeah. All that, the name change happened and then COVID happened. So it was real rough. We didn't have Cena, Ray, and we haven't gone back, which is no offense to Bert and the boys and Cena. I love them. Wishing nothing but the best. And obviously they're hosting wrestling shows.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to those guys, Combat, Fortuna, whatever y'all are doing.
Yeah.
But like it's the name change was happening. COVID was happening.
Yeah.
A lot of the veterans are already out. So
like
the older veterans, my veterans, right?
Right.
So the ones that stick around were just like me and Matt Riott, basically Danny Ramones.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we had to basically build up the new batch.
Right.
And you know, that core group would have been at training back in the day and McAllen, cause now we're in Alamo, which did I mention that since I've been here? I went from a 1,500 square foot warehouse to a 5,500 square foot warehouse.
Oh, crud.
Too much space. I don't know what the hell to do with it.
Now you know you're no longer in the old.
I'm not in McAllen. I've been in Alamo since last year.
So that warehouse is close. Is that?
It's right behind that mark.
Holy crap!
I'm right behind that mark. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yes, sir. I'm so sorry. Yeah. So
wow.
So the core group in McAllen, and then if people go back and listen to the original podcast, when the first time we were there,
mm-hmm.
me, Chris Austin, Danny Ramones were the trainers, right? And alongside that, we had James Blackheart, David Money at the time, DJ X.
Yes.
I mean, that was like the first group right there.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest with you, Danny. When I saw DJ again the last time when we interviewed him, I didn't recognize him.
Yeah,
I recognized the voice.
Yeah,
but I couldn't put two and two. Then later on in the evening, I was reviewing the video.
Yes,
and I was listening to the one. I go, holy crap, that's DJ.
Yeah, that's DJ. Yeah,
let's go and watch. Yeah, man. Yeah.
So wow. they were the first two that came off like the street, like. They didn't have any wrestling knowledge,
right.
Like no training.
Right.
But we were training Mooncat at the time as well. So they came on, and then eventually, you know, you had the Vegas, the JDs, the Deltas, all the guys, all right, the boys.
Right.
It's a long list. I'm sorry, I'm not going to interrupt everybody, right?
Yeah, consider the fact that Martin just put on here, holy crap, it's the GOAT. That's
Martin.
What he put out there already. There's comments coming in left or right. Sorry to cut short, Danny.
No, you're good.
Again, they're saying, I said, Travis, is a landmark, is the vibe.
Yes, sir.
And Jose Martin put us something, dude, do you remember when the wrestling was over at the Brew Place?
And the Brewsome, yeah. Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like after COVID, we had nowhere to run, right?
Right.
So we ended up at Brewson Brewery, and we were there. And so they went under, and it's just I don't know financial stuff. I'm not their owner. I don't know the books or anything, but they went under. And then we came back. That's when we were told to hit up the Landmark on Tower,
right,
5x5 Brewery,
right,
and then from there, I think my goal at that point was just to explode.
Right.
So then we were doing shows at the one in Harlingen.
The Moon Rock.
I didn't want to say the wrong name. The Moon Rock.
Yeah,
the Landmark 5x5.
Right, right.
We were in Elsa Ed Couch.
Right.
We were. I was just trying to bust. Like everything, go everywhere. Mm-hmm. We're at the yard in McAllen, like next to Cena, because I was just like, I'm gonna take Newbury and put him everywhere.
Right.
I reached out to the Brooklyn Sprocket and another Bronzeville Place venue, but whatever happened. I forgot. Maybe I lost in touch with them. I don't know. Right. So no offense to those guys, but
right.
And then I went back and wrestled for them for Evil Masters. Shout out Evil Masters.
There you go. Thanks for
having me. Right. Yeah. So my boys, Evil Masters, they're cool. They had me over there at the Brooklyn Sprocket. Right. Mm-hmm. So. At that point, I was just all about expand. And then after a while, this is too much expansion. Let's dial it down and let's just do consistency. And that's when I made the deal with Roy from the Landmark. And we used to run on Wednesday nights. We moved to Sunday nights. And then from Sunday nights, it was once a month, twice a month. And now we're there every Sunday.
I know, dude.
So, yeah.
And that's freaking awesome. I mean, to have a wrestling promotion on, and a lot of people go, well, it's going to be late. No, bro. They do it right in between.
Seven to nine. Every time.
It's perfect.
Yep.
It's perfect. You know, I told my buddy, hey, man, we got to go check them out. Like, bro, we're there by 7.
Yeah.
Relax. Watch the show. Be home. Take off. Be home before 10, dude.
Yes.
And get ready for work tomorrow.
I'm always running.
The promotion's awesome. It's fun to watch, man.
I've done my usual is 5 matches, but I'll squeeze in a 6.
Right.
Yes. I've been able to do it. But yeah, so the weekly shows for me now is about giving the boys what the WR vets gave me.
Right.
And,
gotcha.
And it's not to the WR guys, respect to all of them.
Mm-hmm.
They were starting out. It was fresh. There was no wrestling. The pay was crap.
Right.
Again, it is what it is. And I'm doing it for the love of the game even now.
Right.
15 years later, right?
Right.
But now the boys, it's weekly. It's consistent. The pay is more. Now we're doing like I'm booking 3 months out in advance now, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a lot of things change, moving parts, but
right.
It's giving them what I was able to get. That way, when the opportunity knocks and the wrestling, the Brick Savages of the world, or some the Australian heroes of the world, or big name, a Mass Castellanos or such, like they are able to rise to the occasion because mm-hmm. they've had so many repetitions.
Right,
that exactly. they know their ring, their footwork, everything and out.
Right, right. Yeah. That, I mean, it's awesome, bro. Seeing all these up and coming new wrestlers that you have on your promotion. I had one gentleman here say, it says Travis saying, yeah. Danny Chance gave the Killjoys the platform to be all over the RGV.
Yes.
And he took a chance, no pun intended, on us when nobody else would.
Yeah.
And that's what opportunity, when yeah. you want to give that opportunity to somebody,
yeah.
you know, you say, you know what, guy? You say you're good. Let's get you in training, and then yeah. from there, we'll let you ride. Let's see what you can do.
No, you know, Danny Chance is about giving people chances. Sometimes the second chances, sometimes the third chances.
Right.
But I think through growth, maturity, becoming a parent, a dad now, and mm-hmm. Just realizing, like, you know, I've always been a big believer in karma. Mm-hmm. I'm a believer in time heal all wounds and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So, like, moving on and just let things be where it is, right?
Right.
I don't need to go back and pick up pieces from a broken down burnt bridge, right?
I got you.
So
I got you.
Just, you know, that's where that's at. And we can either try to rebuild from those pieces
mm-hmm.
or just say, you know what, let's just start from scratch with something else.
Right.
And then let's see if that new relationship is going to grow,
mm-hmm.
and then what's going to open from that, you know?
So exactly.
That's what I've been, you know, with doing. I mean, I have my whole retirement gimmick storyline on that, right? Mm-hmm. So being, you know, real, being a shooter, being like, just like authentic mm-hmm. with it, you know? So Chris Austin and I, we, you know, we pulled a good one over a lot of people. Mm-hmm. It could have been for, I think we fooled everybody, whether we fooled everybody for 5 minutes, 24 hours, or a week, or a month. Mm-hmm. But I think we pulled a fast one on everybody in the Valley when we did what we did. And so that's one of my proudest things I've done last year, was doing that, like, real, authentic, and believable.
Mm-hmm.
People were ready to jump Chris Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we was at Landmark, people wanted to beat him up. people thought, you know, when cops were involved, they're like, oh no, this is real. Oh no, it's too fake. Oh no, like, what's going on?
Right.
So yeah, it's about, you know, making it look like that storyline specifically was about making it feel
authentic. Yeah,
and,
I got you.
And just, you know, again, just letting things be like out in the world.
Mm-hmm.
There's no harm in it being said out there.
Right.
Because none of it really, at that point, none of it was set with feelings or intent. It was just said just to be said. That's right. All it was. It was just a storyline. Oh, but it was okay. Just to get everybody fooled. And that's what mattered.
Yeah.
For me, at least. And I think Chris believed in that, too. And he understood what I was going for. So when we talked and we did that idea, when I found out he was game for it, I was like, holy shit, okay, so I can actually do this, and
mm-hmm.
we can, you know, do something that we joked around about at training years ago, and now after, you know, not talking for 3 years, here we are about to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's how it happened.
That's awesome. Yeah, a big shout out to Sean Logan. I haven't forgot about Sean Morgan Freeman of the Valley. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, I'm still waiting for your podcast come back, buddy. I got Jose Martinez saying, one day I want to do the ring announcing at New Breed. I've been the most everywhere except there's here to good hear good things popping in 2026.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, I hear you, man. And then
that's
got
Jose. Yeah,
and I got Travis saying, hey, that heart attack look real.
Yeah. And see that right there, that one, it was more like, how can I say it? Like, just putting like a,
what is like the cherry on the top?
Yeah. Like he was like the selling of it. And like, it was a real, I got you. Like, you know, like
right.
we were like really serious. Like, oh dude, like this guy is, you know, he's fainting, right? Or he's mm-hmm. hurt.
Right.
And then when he did what he did, it was like, ah, got you guys, you know, got you, right? Mm-hmm. And it was great because it was authentic. He didn't tell anybody about it and everything like that, which is what, you know, for those things you want to do.
Right, right.
But it was more like, okay, but like now if it happens again, I'm not going to jump for it now.
Right.
Me personally, I'm not going to jump for it. You might get other people, but I'm like, it won't get me because you did it once.
Yeah.
It happened over in Louisiana. One of my favorite wrestlers, Steve Anthony,
mm-hmm.
he was wrestling and he told nobody, not even the promoter, which, you know, what Jake did, he didn't tell the promoter.
Right.
But only his kids knew. And so when he did his entrance and he was going to defend his title, he went down and he didn't get up. He didn't get up. He didn't get up. And then they called the ambulance. And that's when things got real, because then he was like, I'm good. I'm going to go. But then it was too late. The ambulance was already called. So, yeah.
Had to pay for that one in advance.
Yeah. So that hurt.
Speaking of El Palacas, El Cacahuate here, he finally came on here. He's saying, Mark Velasquez and Danny Valdez, these are blessings. Thank you, Danny, for allowing me to be part of the newbie wrestling family.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I can't really see you because you're so damn short, Mondo. You're like the little brother. Yeah. But now, I want to do this with you, Danny, because yes, there are some wrestlers that you have in your promotion that are great characters, bro. I mean, I love them, bro. They hit the spot. They hit the money. They've been on the podcast a couple of times.
Yes.
One on the top of my list that really his name is tossed left and right on our podcast, Ex Toxico. This guy gets tossed not only in New Breed, also in Combat, and now he's being tossed rumors of her birdies getting tossed to three bet also.
Yeah.
I've been hearing that also.
Yep.
And I hear his name out there all the time. He came in. It was a great interview. Mm-hmm. To match Sean came and kicked his ass. Well, Matt. Was it Matt?
No,
or Sean? It was Sean. Yeah, I couldn't remember. It was so fast. I didn't even realize who it was. And my brother was hiding in the corner. He goes, did we get him? But tell me a little about this kid, man, when he came to you for the first time, bro. I mean, you got to have a story on this kid.
So, Toxico, which is Martin's best buddy. I see Martin.
My best buddy.
First of all, I love Martin. I love Toxico. So, Toxico over here, I can show you a picture of him when he was at Cine Rey.
Uh-huh.
And he was about, I think, 10.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah,
okay.
He's holding the Grand War title, and I believe I was a champion at the time.
Mm-hmm.
There was me, Jordan, a couple of the wrestlers, and one of the refs. We were there, and he took a picture with us. And so that's his first, like, our first interaction with that.
Right.
But when he came, he messaged, he wanted to go train at the school. He was back in McAllen. I was like, yeah, of course. You know, here's the deal. This is what we're doing. And he was on and off. But he didn't have that gimmick yet. He didn't have the hair yet.
Okay.
So
I got
it wasn't until, again, he was training on and off. But then when he finally, things happen in life. So when he came back around, his hair was longer. At that point, I was practically telling my brother, like, you were really good at training. You were really good at this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to come back. Not for my sake, for your sake. Well, I got work. I got this. I got that. I'm like, no, dude. Like, you need to, like, you can do something with this, with like your selling, your strikes, your idea of what you want to do. Like, you can go far. You just got to come and training more and more and more.
Mm-hmm.
I got him back. And, he was rocky at first, in the ring. I remember I wrestled him a couple of times. I wrestled him at Roots Cafe in Alamo, but up the street, right? And it wasn't the best match or the prettiest, but he was learning. He was getting it. And then one day he was wrestling, I don't know if it was CYA or Sean Jones or I don't know who it was, but it just clicked. And at that point, he just, like, I just saw him take, he was at Combat on Sunday. He went to go do a dive out and Demo Diamond, like, whacked him. And the way Toxico just sold his hair, and I wish I had a full head of hair, right? the way he sold and he went down, I'm like, I didn't teach him like to sell like that.
Right.
I just taught him like resell, animate with your body, animate with your like show, sell with your face.
Right.
You know, don't just like noodle it. Like you know, be a character when you sell.
Right.
And I think he takes a lot of inspirations from Dolph, because I just see that. But people. When people see him, they think Dominic Mysterio, but that's like the very like first layer you're smacked with Toxico. But when you finally understand the gimmick and what he's doing and everything, and his character is like that, everybody sees it, but it's night and day to me at least.
Right.
But he is like, he's up there, brother.
Yeah, and like I said, the comments are coming in. This is what I love, because the one I knew nothing of the kid.
Yeah.
And the one who actually brought it up and his number one fan, Frank the Tank.
Oh, yes. Easily. And I love me Frank the Tank too. We haven't seen him since his head.
Yeah, I saw that. You see, I started looking. They start commenting stuff like this. Where's that one I just looked at right now? He says, Toxico rides his bike without a seat. He's scoring the long way. Everybody's kicked his ass.
What's that one?
This one right here. This one is interesting.
Hey, JB.
This one's interesting.
You have my number, dog. Come on.
Blackheart versus Toxico. This would be something to really put out there. And then I got Martin saying, which is his best buddy, says, I don't understand why Toxico is so hated.
Hey, I don't know why. I don't know why either.
Yeah, and then right here, Mondo's putting it up there. You go, he has won so many fans with Three Bat Lucha along with Delta Sean and Jake Bishop. You see, these are guys that are...
But you know who else did, and he failed to mention that? Kike and Chris Austin.
Yeah.
They wrestled in Odessa and then in San Antonio, and I heard nothing but good things.
Yeah.
I heard, like, from Rudy was on the show. He told me good things about both of those nights. So, yeah, and they wrestled in a triple threat with Micah in San Antonio, and they killed it.
Yeah, so. And that's the thing. And then going on to other wrestlers, well, we got Martin. Martin's a character. Martin was awesome in the podcast.
I love Martin.
I love the way he put a cacahuate in his place. that was fun.
Yeah.
Then you got the series where you got the ones that are way out there. You're trying to be patient and trying to understand Mooncat. He's like way out there. Like, well, we tried Balde and I, we try to get a rise out of him he's just like real laid back, an old soul, you know?
Yes.
And then you had, at the time, you had the Party Boys.
Oh, yes.
The Valle, which, by the way, Frank, if you're watching, Chu's still getting flashback of that confetti coming to his face, bro. But that's another character that I like watching.
Frank?
His promos are... Yeah. Mind-blowing. Unfortunately, I wasn't there for the actual hair shaving.
Yeah.
I did see pictures.
Yeah. And it was like... See, here's the thing. Vega and JD did a hair versus hair match. And I wasn't... Again, I'm not involved with that stuff. You could talk to... Literally, I told everybody this. It's already been known. Like it's. I am only the owner of New Breed Wrestling when it comes to on the dotted line. But literally everything is Charlie, and I run the school. It's all Charlie Miller, and he's been taking over. He's helped me out a lot, but he's been taking over. So that hair versus hair match, nothing to do. This latest hair versus hair match, me and Charlie talked about it, and that one I made sure I put my hand in it, made sure. When we do hair versus hair match, we actually do shave. We don't just do a little buzz cut or a mullet. Sorry, JD.
Yeah.
And we're talking about an actual...
I saw that one.
Okay, so I love my boys, but when we say Edward's hair in this business, it's the whole thing.
Yeah, I saw that. He had like a reverse mullet, well, kind of like a... Yeah, let's just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Not like the missing link for some reason. He just needed that little ball spot in the front of his head. It would have been perfect.
Yeah.
But yeah, he goes, they were taking shots at Martin now.
Yeah.
Martin's saying, I have a collection of the hair from hair versus hair matches. Okay, that's just gross, bro. And I go, Martin sleeps standing up, and he goes, I have Frank and JD's hair in my sandwich.
He does. Yeah, he does. No, he does.
Dang it, dude. He's making dolls with him and stuff. What do you go? What's going on, Martin?
He's into the voodoo stuff. Yeah, I know Martin like I do. He was in a drama club. What do you think they do?
Remind me, Martin, when you come visit again, we wear literally slick surgeon caps and none of our hair falls to the ground. But all these characters, man, from what I've seen there, the Killjoys, great group.
Yes.
Of course, you got the big boys, the big bad boys was a Nightmare and Pete Payne that come and visit once in a while. Right.
So, Martin, let's go back to Martin real quick. Yeah. Martin... he was out doing a play, like a legit play in theater and everything.
By the way, congratulations, Martin. Good job.
Martin. And so in October, I believe it was the Hardcore Horror Show, or right around that time, he had just cut a promo, and then he was, like, gone, right?
Right.
Practice, training, all that stuff.
Right.
And doing his thing. People, when Toxico was wrestling, people would chant for Martin. You know, they were chanting for Martin while Toxico was wrestling, or Pete Payne was wrestling, because they're part of NLP, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. So Martin got huge pops from fans like we want Martin, clap, clap, you know what I'm saying? That stuff when he was even around for like weeks, you know?
Right.
So that's Martin, there's your pops, because he got over with the fans. And I think he still is. Like, he's really, really good on the mic. People love to hate him. They call him all the names and everything, but he knows, like, that's his character, and he kills it every time. So I love Martin. Yeah. Killjoys. Killjoys, man.
You want to read that? It says, finally some respect.
Of course. Of course. The Killjoys, they were, the idea was to grow and expand. So there's that. NOP, Nightmare, just like me. Mm-hmm. Nightmare, just like me.
Mm-hmm.
Is out from retirement, and he beat Kike last Sunday,
our new heavyweight
champion.
Nightmare.
Kike held the belt for over a year.
Come on, Nightmare, man. And
so now Nightmare is our new. So now NOP, P-Pain has my Lucha Championship belt, and Nightmare has my heavyweight title. So it's they're getting all the belts right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's nuts, man. Yeah, you can see all the because Martin is the CM Punk LSM, and then you got Ramon Valdez saying Little Nightmare and Pete Pueblo.
Yeah, that's my brother right there.
Wow,
you had me on the show four times, and you can have Rain out here once. Damn, sorry, Rain.
No wonder I hate him. And then I got Cacahuate. What about Emmanuel Rivera, the best wrestling manager in New Berea? Oh my God!
But he won.
Really, bro?
Yeah, I know. 2025. Yeah. Yeah, so that whole thing. Right. Let me do that.
Let's talk about Mondo.
Let's talk about the awards, okay?
Yes. Tell me a little bit about the awards, man. What's going on there?
So the 2025 Newbery Wrestling End of the Year Awards is the first time I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do it previously because if people were around the WR days, which some were, right? They would have been totally against it. Mm-hmm. Apparently, back in the day, people were making fake accounts, bot accounts, and they're, you know, getting these votes, and they're not real authentic votes. It was a real, like, wishy-washy high school drama scene.
Right.
And the boys that were the boys in charge, they just kept doing it every year.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like I'm mature enough. I felt like the boys and the girls are mature enough. We can do it again this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I made sure I laid it out very clear for everybody to know. This is a popularity contest.
Right.
Just so y'all know.
High school people.
I am not picking the heel of the year or the baby face or the character.
You had a voting poll.
Anything. I didn't even vote for anyone.
But you had a poll. You had the polls out there, and you could vote.
And you can vote for everybody once if you wanted to.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it was, I told everybody straight up, this is a popularity contest. You do you.
Right.
And that was it. And I told everybody, you know, afterwards, I was like, it's going to end December 8th. I let up for a couple weeks.
Right.
But I end December 8th. That way, everything that I had ordered will get here in time. The other thing.
Oh, God, here we go.
I ordered these things online. One of them got there Friday, like 2 days before the event.
Okay.
I was so, so worried. But back in the WR days, it was a piece of paper in a frame that was signed by someone with really crappy handwriting. Now, it meant a lot to me back in the day, so I hang on to them and everything.
Right.
But now I think they're all thrown away, to be honest. I don't know where they're at. But my awards from back in WR days are all gone. It's probably just out in limbo somewhere. But I brought it back. I'm going to do it again this 2026. I'm going to do it again every year.
Mm-hmm.
Because it brings more eyes to the product. If I have 20 plus people in my roster, all top to bottom workers,
right,
and they can all share polls like every day for like 2 weeks straight,
right?
Like, imagine how many eyes, even just
it's
even
true.
Just traffic. It's just traffic.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I want that.
Exactly.
I want that. So that's what I did, and that's when they all understood. It's a popularity contest. I want the traffic. I want the clicks.
Right.
I want all the views on it. I don't care if I have 1,000. I think I had over, on one of them, I had over, in less than 24 hours, I think it was like 200 votes on one of them. I think the tag team one.
Right.
And one day, they were at 200 votes, top to bottom. I was like, holy shit, like, who are these people coming from?
Yeah.
I'm like, what the, you know, so, yeah.
Yeah, when it popped up on my feed, I was sharing it all over the place.
Yes,
just shared it, voted, share, and when I went back and it popped up on my feed again, I was seeing, wow, there's a lot of people voting.
Yeah,
I was pretty damn surprised. Like, wow, these people that are voting need to come set their eyes on the product that they're voting for.
And the thing is, when I do the live stream, well, first of all, there's a big delay. You don't have no delay here. My stuff is a big delay from the big screen, because I think it goes from the live stream to whoever's laptop it's running from to the big screen there at Landmark. So there's a delay. Some delays are 3 seconds, 5 seconds, a minute. I don't know. So I never can get it right. I don't even try to bother with it anymore, but there's a delay. So
a lot of practice with Danny. A lot of practice.
I bet. So what I realized when I do those live streams, one, I can get paid. Cause I got a notification that Facebook owes me money. I was like, okay, dope. Let's do that. So they gave me some money. And it wasn't a lot. But it was, you know, it's something. And two, the live streams after the fact, like they generate a lot of views. I think one of my this is back in like October or November.
Right.
One of the live streams had 2,000 views post live stream.
Right.
And I don't know how it got that many people. Maybe we're all bots or to someone from, I don't know, India or people in Pakistan watching it.
Hey.
But that's what happened.
It's a view, man. It's a view. You'd be surprised, man. So I've literally, and I'm lying, I'm dying here. Mm-hmm. I've seen your show pop up on some views in India. Yeah. I've seen your whole show being played in India.
Yeah,
I'm like, what the hell? But the reason why I say that is because they don't have to go under the red tape with the bigger, you know, LL, whatever you want to call it, they won't get sued for it.
Yeah.
You know, and not to say that yours is not, you know, you can do that also, but why do that when you're getting the views?
Yes.
You know,
on top of that, the subscription, whatever I bought at the time, I still have it. Mm-hmm. I'm not a stream to multiple platforms, which is the goal. And I was doing it consistently. Mm-hmm. The thing about it is the bandwidth was too much, like too much data and not enough upload download speed or
right.
So it was lagging. I would read the comments and, oh, it's buffering. Oh, it's cleaning out. Right. Is it mine? Is it yours? Right. Whatever. It was new breeds. It was ours. So now everything is just on Facebook, right? But this year, I'm going to buy a mobile hotspot. It's going to be set to go. And I'll be back on Twitch. I'll be on Kick. I'll be on YouTube. I'll be on Facebook. I'll be on TikTok. It's going to be live stream on all the platforms this year. That's not much like, oh, here's the announcement. Because when it happens, I mean, you'll freaking know, right?
Right.
But it's going to be done to where I may not, you know, have a sold out show or whatever.
Right.
But I can, you know, across, you know, 5-6 different platforms, I'm going to get, you know, 3,000-4,000 views. And then next month, it might be 5,000 views.
Exactly.
And by the end of 2026, like I have 10,000 views or 20,000 views over 6 different platforms. I don't know, right? That's the goal. But that's what I'm aiming for. Like, that's my, like, you know, goal for that is just build and grow.
Yeah, exactly. And it's awesome because, I mean, I've had interactions with people on our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where they reach out to me and say, hey, where's that guy wrestling?
Yeah.
And go, where can I see that? And I'm sending you, go, this, you can catch him here, or you follow him here, or you can do this. And I send codes out to these guys and they latch on. Some can't make it to the matches, but they're watching live.
Yes. No, yeah. That, yeah. I got Sean Jones' mom. We're always on every live view.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this, that, Mari Aguilar, she's a good fan. She supports wrestling just like, you know, Jackie and George and Vicente, Chris. They all support Antonio. Like, they support wrestling in general, not just Newbert, in general.
Right.
So, like, the comments, I see them, I read them, I'm like, oh, this, oh, that. But, like, right now, for example, one of my tripods over one of the weekends, it broke. Mm-hmm. Like, my brother went to go find one so I could pay for it. It was over $500. So I was like, oh, that's cool. Next paycheck. I had to go buy a $500 tripod for one of my more expensive cameras. It's not like, you know, and I'm not saying yours, because, I mean, yours are not. They look really good. But the ones I bought.
Thank you, Walmart.
That one, yes, is the one I have.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, there's one that's, like, it swivels. It's everything.
Yeah.
And I only got it thanks to Freddie. Who used to work down in the Valley, but now he's up in Austin. He's one of the news reporter guys.
Okay.
So he hit me with one of their old ones, and hopefully no one from his job hears this.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so it broke.
Shoot.
So I don't know. I told him, like, hey, look, this is what happened.
Right.
You never said you wanted it back or needed it back. But what happened? Right. He said, no, don't worry about it. I'll try to get you a new one. I was like, no. Now I know how much they cost. don't.
Right.
I'm going to buy my own. Don't worry about it.
So, right, yeah. Right. Yeah, I mean, consider going live itself, especially in a platform like yours, as far as live wrestling, it's a doobie, man. It's hard to do. I know you're running, what is it, like three or two different cameras, high-caliber cameras?
I got two cams. This year, I'm going to buy – okay, so – I got to buy the new tripod stand first. So that way it's going to be stably back to two cameras.
Right.
But I'm going to buy a third one and have that one for commentary because I have the commentary people to my left on stage. So I'm going to have a commentary cam. I'm going to have a hard cam on stage, a hard cam on the right, and then I'm going to buy a fourth camera probably July or August, way down the line. But that was going to be one of those, roamers.
Right? Oh, okay. I got you.
It's just a lot of the things that I found were like – Because the one I do from the stage to the corner over there, it's wireless, but it's an antenna. It's block. It's a big old block. The professional ones, it's a little block. They plug it into their pocket and everything.
Right.
And it's like right then and there.
Right.
But those are like a $2,000, $3,000. Like the good ones, like right. reuses and everything. Yeah. Those are $1,000 plus, dollar ones.
Right.
So those are long-term goals. Right. But that's something I'm going to do by the end of this year. Because, I've been blessed. The school is growing. The promotion is growing. We're all making money. I think not just me, but the Valley. We all, yeah. See? Thank you, Antonio. Yeah. I don't think it's just me. I think everyone in the Valley is making money now. I know, whoever it is, CAPW, CCW, FDW,
right.
Evil Masters, 3BAT, Will. Like, everyone and anyone. I think we're all making money now.
Yeah.
Or if they haven't. Or they are. I know I am now because I have rent unlike other ones, which is fine. It's a blessing to have that stress to have to pay rent for a 5,500 square foot warehouse.
I swear to God,
it's a blessing, right?
Yeah.
But it does get stressful.
Exactly. No, I hear you.
Yeah. So we're able to, we're doing good now. Like we've been doing good. We've always been afloat. It's that compound. Money you make, invest it back and watch it, grow.
Watch it grow.
So it's been compounding. They did last year a lot. There were some hits, but we all do. But it's great, man. I love it. So
they're saying put Pete back on the commentary.
There was a couple of times where my commentators who are also in the acting business,
right?
They were gone. So one of our fans, El Barril, that's one of his favorite pages.
Mm-hmm.
I had him on commentary, which was, it was good. He had a good time. He had fun.
I had fun, bro.
He said he wouldn't do it again. I said, no problem. Mr. Cooper, no problem.
Right.
Then I had Pete. Pete was on there a couple of times.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You've been there, of course.
Yes, I had so much fun, bro. It was
George Potemkin was on commentary one time. He filled in.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Cooper.
Mr. Cooper.
Yeah. So, but George had a good time too. there you go, Marty.
So it's cool.
It's cool because, I'm talking about being having a community, a supportive community.
Right.
My fans.
Right.
They'll step up. Like, hey, this is going on. You want to try it out? And they're like huge wrestling fans, and they'll go and do it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean, next time I get Mari on there, I don't know if she's down. So or right. Vicente, whoever, but if I'm ever short, I can always be like, I know them. They want to be down. No, that's them.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun because I mean, growing up through the years, watching wrestling on TV, you hear the commentaries how poppy and the way they like to make fun of stuff and they come up with quirky stuff. I loved it. And when you invited me to go try it out, I go, yeah, I'll go try it out, bro. It was a blast, man. It was a blast. I had so much fun. There was a lot of comments. I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I try to be PG as much as I could. because it's all in good fun. It's a family fun affair, and sometimes, and I'm not gonna lie, if you ever try to do commentary, you get lost because you're watching the match and it gets so good, you're like, oh crap, I'm supposed to be playing this. What am I doing? It gets that good. That night when I went for y'all opened up the Citrus for the first time in wrestling, that's why I went that night. It was, for me, honestly, it was a magical moment for me at that point. The matches were great.
Yeah.
You had great talent wrestling that night.
Yeah.
And to be on the podium up there with those two guys, man, it was with Dylan and
Jaylen.
Those guys, man, they it's like they know how to bounce off of each other, and I was trying to be like the third oddball trying to bounce off of them because they were going at it. I'm over here just watching the match, and they would say, "What do you think, Mark?" Hey, man, this is awesome.
Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, man. I don't know what the hell I'm doing here, but this is awesome, bro. Awesome.
But, best in the house. It's the best in the house.
Yes.
It's if that's not the best seat, it's going to be obviously us on stage, but the referee.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, here you go. I got Mondo saying, please go easy on Delta Force this Sunday.
What? Yeah. So that's my.
We got Chuck Norris coming out or what?
So I came out of retirement, wrestled for Citrus because Citrus offered me the big bucks. I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
We spoke off camera about this.
About that, yeah.
That whole thing, I'm not going to break the fourth wall too much, but it was a. When it was offered, there was a lot of money on the table that I wasn't just let fall off. You know,
I didn't
take what I could get. And so I was like, well, if I could do this, I can wrestle for my own shows, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I came back and I wrestled Ronnie D this past Sunday, which was a really good match. And then after the match, Christopher Delta and his Delta Force wanted to beat us up for some reason.
Right.
But they forgot the, I have Ronnie D has Vivica Jade and she's a badass from hell, bro. So she kicked out one of her security guards, one of his Delta Force. I got the other one out. And then Ronnie super kicked Christopher Delta, tossed his ass out of the ring. And then he said, 6-man tag, RC versus you three. So,
oh, shoot.
Yeah, it's me, Ronnie D, and Vivica versus Delta on the Delta Force this Sunday. So,
oh, here we go.
Yeah, hopefully. I haven't been training in months. So, that's what I'm saying. When I was like, retired, I was literally just like, well, retired.
Right.
But I hope they got some good, bumps in there and they work in their cardio and they did some push-ups and they drink their juice. And
say the prayers and eat their vitamins.
Because this Sunday, if I get a goddamn hit, brother, I'm going to give them receipt after receipt after receipt. So they've been warned. They haven't had a full daily training session. I'm sorry, kids, but.
Yeah.
I'm going to do some spanking this Sunday.
There you go.
If I have to.
So. Ooh, that sounds like a good. I might just show up just to watch
go
that.
Go be on commentary. Go to the boys. Shit.
One, I want to ask you something real big because I was, like I said, I scanned through some of the matches for the Citrus, the All-Pro thing they had this weekend.
Yes.
What was the deal? And you got to give me the inside scoop on this. What was the deal with the two low ropes and no top rope, bro? Okay. What happened?
I don't have to say anything. I'm pretty sure the comments got me, so I don't get in trouble. I received a lot of money to do this show, and I want to go back and receive a lot more money again. So let's wait for the fans to start, letting people know what
somebody
happened.
Explain to me why were those? There, I only saw because I saw Mooncat, and I forgot who the other person was.
The Moon Daddies.
They were going at it, and I said, why is there only two turnbuckles?
Two ropes. Yeah, it was middle rope and the bottom rope, but
they got micro wrestlers coming out.
I will say this. I was
there. It's already said.
Bad made ring. I do love me Citrus. I love the guys there a lot. They're awesome. It's just it's business. We all learn. They're gonna learn too. But I did tell the people in charge, like, hey, like, do not do an intermission between the second match and my match. Do not. Let's just go fix it after my match. Because at least this way, my match is different from the first two matches and the rest of the matches.
Right.
I'll be the only match that had two ropes and not three. We stand out.
Right.
And I'm all about having moments or matches or things that makes it stand out.
Right.
Ronnie D, instead of doing Canadian Destroyer, the move when the guy Ronnie D gave me a Canadian Destroyer when he was jumping off the top rope. So how about that?
We did
a Frankensteiner off the top rope. The second time we went for it, I rolled him up into a sunset flip. It's already just countering. It's the same move.
Right.
But it makes us different. It's a moment like, oh, he hit it again. Oh, he countered it. Oh,
Right.
So
those are the matches I love to watch. It's just a back and forth counter. Those are the – because you see the – you see the technique come out on the wrestler. You see them shine. It's one wrestler making the other shine to the other.
Yes.
You're making your both self look good in the ring.
Yes.
And that's what it's all about, man.
Yeah. And so I when we did the match, we adapt and overcome. I've been in matches where the top rope is missing, maybe that was probably my, 12th or 13th time, like legit. So I've already had previous experience without the top rope. It does happen. It happens.
Right.
One of the things that didn't change was me doing a springboard off the second rope onto both Daniel and Mooncat.
Right.
So, I mean, it happened. People got a bigger pop from it. So imagine if I did it regularly with the top rope versus without the top rope. It was just a bigger pop now.
Right.
And that's just about, hey, like, you know, it happens. It, you know, things are going to go awry. Adapt, overcome. But, you know, I've wrestled for 15 years. This is nothing for us. This is, what can we not do? Boom, boom, boom. Okay, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
And, you know, breaking the fourth wall. Just shut the fuck up and listen. Like, literally. And if you have any questions, just shut up and
I've
listen.
Done this so many times already.
Shut up and listen.
Right.
But here's the thing. Daniel and Mooncat, I trained, bro. Like, they know me.
Right.
Like, the back of my hand. I know them at the back of their hand. Like, literally, it's like, I know what we're doing. I know what you're going to say before you say it. Mm-hmm. I know what you're thinking. I know you're not going to do this because that's not available for you. Mm-hmm. I know, you know, Daniel can't do a backflip. So why would I ever call him to do a backflip? Or would he ever say, I'm going to do a moonsault?
Right.
Never. So you just know your opponents, and it's the chemistry. Daniel's not on Facebook or Instagram. He's taking a social media break. We text every week.
Mm-hmm.
Every week, me and Daniel are texting. You know what I'm saying? I keep telling him that I'm going to buy the empty lot next to my house so him and Carla can come and move in and live there. Like, literally, I'm like, I'm going to buy you guys this empty lot.
Right.
Keep my neighbors. Like,
right.
So that's just where we're at with the boys. And Ray knows them both, too. Like, we've known them for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
We knew Mooncat when he was Curve Franco, obviously, right?
Yeah, so, exactly.
Like, come on. And we knew Daniel when he was our cameraman, you know? So.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing for us.
Right.
Nothing for us. The only thing we want to do is make sure our match stands out, and it did.
Yeah, because I saw that. I was like, what the hell is going on? Then they show another image of the ring breaking in the corner. It was like unleveled or something. I couldn't catch it. I'm like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
I'm like, all right. And, you know, I was just out of the loop here. I'm like, okay, what did I miss this week?
Yeah.
I mean, why didn't I go to this event? Go check this out. But like I said, the cool thing about the vets, and I can say this, they know that the show must go on.
Of course.
And you got to work with what you got.
Of course.
You know, and that's what it's all about. I mean, that's why they're vets. That's why they're professionals. That's why they're the wrestling icons of the RGB because they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I think one of the best comments I've been told, and I got to me last year in my retirement, that break, was that I was an RGB legend, and I was like, okay, well, relax, right? Like, I'm not, like, anyone to say anything like that. But when they said that, I was like, thank you. Like, and I just got to, you know, I might be breaking again the fourth wall, but Alvaro Riojas, one of my good friends, and he might not care about me saying it, but he reached out, and he's like, hey, man, like, I know we don't keep in touch. Like, we don't text all the time like me and Daniel do, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he's proud of the consistency of the work that we're doing. And he knows how hard I worked to create this.
Right.
He knows how appreciative the RGB wrestling scene is because of me.
Right.
It would have died out if it wasn't for New Breed. And, so it means a lot. It's a lot. I'm not going to go into detail, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I got told from a fan, I got told from a wrestler, and then, you know, Alvaro, who I respect and look up to only because, like, not only because, right, but the main reason, because if it wasn't for him, and you can just go down the line, if it wasn't for this guy, and this guy, and this guy, but if it wasn't for him putting that Craigslist ad that my brother, my uncle saw, there would be no Danny Chance, you know? So my way into wrestling was because of Alvaro. So I appreciate him a lot and I respect him a lot. And so when he tells me words like that, it just hits differently versus, you know, so if someone else would too, right?
Right.
Shout out to Alvaro. I appreciate you a lot and thank you, brother. But like that stuff hits, you know.
Yeah.
So it makes me want to work harder and do more for the Valley.
Yeah.
And I'm not the only one doing it, right? So now you know, you have Combat, Fortuna, Evo Masters, and our Citrus. We're all trying to get eyes. And I'm not even saying, like, the product, but the boys.
Right.
Like, we're doing it for the boys. For
right,
the Geekes,
right.
For the Chris Austins, for the Blackhearts, Mooncats, the Jake Bishops of the world, the all of them, right?
Right.
We're doing it for that crew, this group to get those opportunities, you know, mm-hmm. Alvaro gets them to, you know, AEW,
right?
So it's like, it's those things where I may train them, we're the foundation, but someone else might see you and help you get to the next level. And that's what, you know, that's what they do. If they wrestle Brick Savage at Combat, mm-hmm. or they, you know, they go do Fortuna and then they end up wrestling Gravity or someone, and now they're on AEW behind the scenes, like, or they're at, you know, Evil Masters, they're getting names, or, you know, Armando gets in at 3-bat wrestling for Tipla,
right?
Rudy Boy gets into 3-bat over in Odessa and San Antonio. I'm just the foundation for the crew, whether it's Nikki Fuegos or the boys, like, really, you know, if it's, does not matter. I'm all about, like, let's just grow. I have no hard feelings with anyone. I love the boys. I love the promoters. There, and we're all, you know, I message them. They message me. Even Masters will show up to my show, mm-hmm. and they'll be, hey, can we do this? Can we come and learn? Come and sit down and see what we're doing. See the setup. See, so that way, when they do their show, they know, well, this is what Chance is doing. This is what Chance is doing. This is what mm-hmm. Chance is doing. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, they literally, hey, can we set up a table? Door's wide open for you, brothers.
Right.
Like, every time they can vouch for me, the door's open for you guys. You come in, set up a table, promote, do your thing. Citrus asks the same thing. Go for it. You're sponsoring. I'm a sponsor for it anyways. Mm-hmm. Nobody, the school of wrestling is a sponsor for it. Promote. Because now you get more than your product. And I'm a sponsor. When you shout out me, mm-hmm. they're going to think, oh, yeah, New Breed's on Sunday. Oh, the school of wrestling, they train Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'm going to go.
Right. Oh, that's good, man. Yes, Danny, first of all, I want to say thank you for coming out once again for our fourth time.
Yeah.
On the podcast, dude, it's a pleasure having you out here, man.
Yeah.
Hearing how things are going, I like the fact that I was able to interview you guys when it all started climbing at the bottom of the mountain. Now you're like literally getting close to the tippity top of it already, you know. And to see you guys grow through the years of how fast it grew, man, and through, you know, being a fact that it was done through COVID at the time, and then now it's just blossomed into something freaking awesome to go out on a Sunday night and go watch, bro.
We were there at the shop over there, mm-hmm. right? And then I've been here down the hall, and I look at where you're at.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have your goals for the future.
Yeah.
I heard you. I remember. So, we're all growing. I think it's in this world, I do not like the crabs in the bucket metaphor.
Right.
I'm not about that. Like, I may have differences with someone, but if they're making it,
they're making it. Yeah, exactly.
Go for it.
Exactly.
I may have had a short instant in their climb and the latitude mm-hmm, less, mm-hmm. but I can be happy and proud that I was there. I was a stepping stone for this guy,
mm-hmm.
you know, for, you know, the boys, JC, Blackheart, Kike, Austin, those guys, Jake, when he went to TNA,
mm-hmm.
I'm doing it for these guys. I think, honestly, my time has already passed.
Right.
I did all my traveling. I traveled, you know, from California to Florida, Colorado. Mm-hmm. Me and Pete were in Colorado. We mm-hmm. took the house down over there.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Tennessee, etc. I'm not going on, but I've been to places. They know my fucking thing. I don't like bragging about the states, right? But my time has passed. Their time is now. It's John Cena. Y'all gonna take the cake. 2026, kick its ass. You know, if it's a booking, take it, do it. If it's a bigger opportunity, screw me. Go do that booking. It's a bigger name. It's a bigger opportunity. It's more eyes for you. I'm always gonna push them for it.
Right.
And you know, I don't have any hate in the world towards anyone. I'm blessed. I'm happy. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna continue living my life this way. I have my stresses, just like we all do, right?
Yeah.
So that's how I choose to live. Any extra stress, I throw it off the table or I mm-hmm. rub it off the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
Does not bother me. Does not affect me. I'm happy for everyone. That's, you know, if you commented, if you liked, if you shared, if you're one of my shows, mm-hmm. if you check out, you know, True New Podcast, I'm thankful for you guys. I'm thankful for you, number four, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's all about positivity, growing, and supporting. I do not believe in trying to tear each other down, whether it's, you know, Facebook posts or, you know, comments, whatever.
Right,
you know,
right.
we all have our moments of anger and mm-hmm. frustrations, right?
Right.
But a simple apology from anyone about, you know, whatever instance or however, you know, whatever it goes, right?
Right.
You can hey, you know what? Yeah, you know, you're right. It was, shit happens. let's move on. Let's don't let this be the deal breaker, or don't let this be the reason why I no longer like you. Mm-hmm. Let's keep growing and let's just do what we're doing and let everybody grow to see. I appreciate all the guys, Mary, Jose, Jake, George, all you guys.
Everybody tuning in today, bro, for the first episode for episode 275. Like I said before, man, thank you so much for taking the time to come out and have some fun with us,
yes,
man.
Sir.
And I know this year is going to be a great one. We have all nothing but wrestling now.
Yes.
So I know you guys are going to get the first week dibs on you. You can tell me who you want for next month to come in first, or suggest somebody to come in next. You can send them in.
You want me to suggest someone for next month?
Well, we'll talk and we'll get somebody for next month
in. Okay. Well, wait. Who have you not had besides my brother, besides Ray Knight? Who else have you not had?
I haven't had Sean. I haven't had Matt.
Riot, okay.
Who else? Shoot, man. What the hell? I haven't had that guy.
There was a burnout right outside.
Burnout behind me.
Martin, weren't you on here?
Martin, you're already here, Martin. I believe there's a... Well, it would be nice to get the Killjoys to bring in AJ, because I know they have a new person that walks with them. I think it's his little sister, if I'm mistaken.
Sure. We'll talk about that off camera. So, how about this? Ray Knight, he's a co-owner. He's my big brother.
All right.
He's been doing it for a long time.
Okay.
There's him. And then my other brother from another mother, Matt Riot. He's a new breed OG.
Mm-hmm.
Novum Guinness. We go way back, right?
Okay.
Me, Ray, him. If you want to do the four, okay, as much as I'm not promoting – you know, whatever the hell, you should have my brother next.
All right.
And then he'll say the next name. And then that person, who he is, he'll say the next name.
Exactly.
There you go.
Let's do the
first four.
Okay.
Do Novum Guinness. Y'all know who I'm talking about. You mm-hmm. know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Let's do Ray Knight next month, brother.
All right.
He'll be available. I'll make sure he is.
We'll bring Ray Knight next week. We'll go and set it up and we'll get it going.
Wait, next week or next month?
Oh, next month. Next month. Next month. Next month.
Because you said next month. You have a guest for next week.
I got him. I already got the month of January set up already.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got first week of next month. So
Ray Knight, Ramon Valdez, I'm going to tag you, bro.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
We'll get him going. We'll set that set up and we'll get it going. But like I said, once again, thank you so much, Danny, for coming by, having some fun with us. Continue doing what you're doing and keep whooping out the good content, bro.
All right.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, that is our time for the night. We were going overboard on some of the stuff that we're talking about today, but I want to thank everybody tuning in tonight on episode 275, season 7. Guys, all I can say is thank you. Thank you for watching, first of all. Thank you for taking the time out to jump on your busy day. Jump on here and you know, just listen to some chit-chat, man. I think we're going around the valley. All wrestling now. So make sure you tune in every Thursday night, 7:30. If anything changes, keep a lookout on our Facebook page, Instagram, or TikTok. If the time changes for some reason, we will let you know ASAP. Thank you so much. And like always, latest, gators, peace out.